Two curious people in our scriptures today. Balaam, in the book of Numbers, who was an oracle, and John the Baptist, and of course Jesus, and those that are teach him. But a quick thought for both. One was that Balaam had four different oracles, and he was hired to condemn them. And God told Balaam he could not curse the Israelites. Throughout the Gospels, or throughout the Bible, throughout, from that point on, sometimes in the Old Testament, especially in the New Testament, that Balaam was then killed by the Israelites. And that he was a very bad person. Which for me has always been interesting. And I still don't have really that answer in my own mind about it. But it seems like he was the one also that, you know, he was carrying, he was being carried by his donkey. And the donkey three times spoke to him, "Why have you hit your donkey?" And the angel had stopped them. And because it's very interesting. But again, God takes straight lines, even when it's crooked, with Balaam. You know, a star shall advance from Jacob. I mean, that's powerful words from Balaam through God. And of course, we've heard this many, many times when they were testing him, the chief priests and the elders. You know, what authority are you doing these things? How are you doing these things? And he just kind of answers, you know, I'll ask you a question, and about John the Baptist. And of course they don't know, because they don't know if it's from a heavenly thing or from human things. And John the Baptist is one we've been hearing a lot, preparing for the way of the Lord for Christmas. And then finally, the connections. One of my friends, it was my dad, told me about it. His name is Ben, also Father Ben. He's in the diocese of St. Cloud. He was talking about John the Baptist when he said this weekend that I didn't preach about this. He did, about John the Baptist. Was he seeking the Lord himself? Was he seeking the Messiah? And that's where Jesus, you know, he was in jail, and he sent some other people to ask Jesus, you know, are you the Messiah? And that's when Jesus sent people back to him and said, look, the deaf are hearing, the blind are seeing, the dead are rising. So he was having that communication between each other. So again, some interesting prophets. Obviously, John the Baptist is the amazing one, where Balaam is not. And John the Baptist, as we hear a lot in Advent, is preparing us even to this day for Christmas.